Don't know everything. Did you know that I'm going out with Rachel tonight instead of you? Hmm? And did you know that the only baby around here is you? And did you know that I can't even look at you right now?
Yeah, well, I did not know that. It's gonna be okay, right? I mean, she's not gonna leave me. This is fixable.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Absolutely.
By me.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Well, unless you make some kind of big gesture.
Yeah, big, though. Oh, shit, the missus.
Can I get a coffee? To go?
Come on, Caitlin.
I'm still not done not wanting to talk to you.
Just tell me what I need to do to make things right.
What?
Well, that's what we do, you know. I mess up, and then you tell me how to fix it, and then I do, and then, you know, you think I'm all cute again.
I'm really tired of being your relationship tutor. You're going to have to figure this one out for yourself, right? You know what? If you're too afraid to be in a real relationship, then don't be in one.
Phoebe. Oh, and hey, thanks for chipping in.
Oh, sure.
You chipped in?
Yeah, $100.
I can't believe you gave him money. I thought you agreed it was totally unreasonable that they asked me for that money.
Yeah, but they didn't ask me. You know, and this way I'm just, you know, the exotic, generous stranger. That's always fun to be.
Yeah, but you're making me look bad.
No, I'm not. No, if anything, I'm making you look better. They'll see you talking to me, and that's... I'm a hit.
Hey, Phoebs.
Hey!
Oh, hey, Ross. I was thinking maybe you two could switch apartments, because Phoebe's more our kind of people. Something to think about.
Yeah, okay, my bad. Hi. Wow. You look big.
Thanks, I've been working out. Hey, listen, is it obvious I'm wearing 6 sweaters?
Yeah. But it's not obvious why.
Well, look, I'm breaking up with Katie, so I had to put on some extra padding. You know, I mean, if she hits me when she's happy, can you imagine how hard she's gonna hit me when I tell her I'm taking away the Joey love?
Oh, right, I forgot that you call it that.
Hey,
cute jacket.
Oh, oh thanks. That's so sweet.
Whoa. Ow.
Oh, ow. Did Joey tell you to say that? You guys are too much.
Whoa. You know what? I gotta tell you, I think you're the one that is too much.
Oh, Joey has the nicest friends.
Oh, and the nicest girlfriend.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Joey, she just kicked me.
Huh.
Well, aren't you gonna do something? You better do something, or I'm gonna walk out that door right now. Well, are you gonna?
Nah. Phoebe.
That's my mistake.
Phoebe. This is a disaster. Can't I please just go?
No, I'm talking you up to people. Just give it a little time, all right? Relax. Get something to eat. Okay?
So, what did you tell them about me?
I was telling them about you and Emily. You know, try to get some sympathy. But somehow you came off as the bad guy.
What?
Yeah, I think I told it wrong. You know, we should talk about that, because I don't totally understand what happened there.
Oh, this cake is really good.
Okay, see, things are looking up already.
Oh, my God, someone cut Howard's cake. Who would do a thing like that?
Three B.
Oh, yeah.
3B.
Okay, you got your free food, you ruined everyone's fun. Don't you think it's time you went home?
Now leave.
Yeah, go back to 3B, 3B.
Everyone calm down. Everyone calm down. I have something that I would like to say. Who here likes Ross? Of course you don't like him. He didn't give you any money. He raised his own hand when I asked who here likes Ross. And he's wearing two name tags. I'll be honest with you guys. When I first met Ross, I didn't like him at all. But then once I got to know him, I saw that he's really sweet and caring and very generous. I mean, all I'm saying is don't judge Ross before you get to know him, all right? I mean, you know, I like all you guys now. But when I first met you, you know, Kurt, I thought, you know, abrasive drunk. Lola, mind-numbingly stupid. And, okay, you guys, gold digger, cradle-robbing perv. So, I think you all know what I mean. Obviously, I didn't think they were going to start throwing things. I just thought if I kept insulting them, you would jump in and defend everyone, and then you could look like the hero.
Oh, wow, yeah. See, I did not get that.
Where's Monica? Where is she? I need to talk to her. It's urgent. Is she here?
Hi, Monica.
I need to talk to you. It's urgent.
Okay.
Okay, I've been doing a lot of thinking. About us, you know, a lot of us thinking. And, well, I guess there's only one way to do this.
What are you doing?
Monica?
No, don't do it.
Will you marry me?
Oh, no.
What a bad idea.
Oh, I can't not look at it. Why are you doing this?
I don't know. But I know I'm not afraid to do this.
Chandler.
I'm doing this because I'm sorry.
Do you, you really think the best reason to get married is because you're sorry?
Well, no, the best reason to get married is pregnancy. Sorry is pretty much fourth, you know, behind being ready and actually wanting to get married. Will you be my wife?
I want you to take just a minute, and I want you to think about how ridiculous this sounds.
Yeah, I'm kind of wishing everyone wasn't here right now.
Honey, do you know that none of that stuff came from me? I mean, I never said that I wanted to have babies and get married right now.
Yeah, I know, but I was really confused, and then I talked to these guys.
Who, two divorces and Joey?
Hey.
She's right, you know.
Yeah, but still, cheap shot.
You know what? You know when I said that I want you to deal with this relationship stuff all on your own? Well, you're not ready for that.
I didn't think I was.
Oh my God. What would you have done if I had said yes?
Well, I would have been happy because I would have been able to spend the rest of my life with the woman that I love. Or you would have seen a Chandler-shaped hole in that door.
Hey, Ross, you pass me that knife?
No, I will not.
Oh, it's okay. You don't have to be so mean about it.
You're right. I'm sorry. Will you marry me?
Oh, and I was going to ask you to marry me because I forgot to say hello to you last week. Oh, no, wait, Phoebes. I think with something like that, you just asked them to move in with you. But I'm not sure, Chandler.
Okay, how long is this going to go on?
Well, I think the length of teasing is directly related to how insane you were, so a long time.
This is fun. Well, hey, Rach, remember that whole we were on a break thing? Well, I'm sorry. Will you marry me?
That's not funny at all.